This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Guess what? Another hour of conversation. You are about to enter into the O-Zone. That is where people, after Jennifer or Jay say something, they say, Oh, I didn't know that. All right, so it's the DJV program. Yes, it is the O-Zone. There are other implications, I understand, from that, and I'm not going into that, only from the ladies' perspective. Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, Victoria will be back on the morrow. The SpaceX mission. Did you follow this? Everybody,
they're
over
home.
The weekend,
yeah.
They got back and safe and sound. Been around the Earth 50 times. Very cool. Mission commander and the fellow who paid the bill said that it was a heck of a ride. I'd say that was an interesting quote, much as anything else. This fellow's name what was the name of the fellow who paid for
Jared Isaacman.
Isaacman, that's right, too, Isaacman. And he was a former pilot, apparently. Made a lot of money with something like, what was the payment for ADP? Remember that?
Payroll,
the fellow
who
founded it, became a senator from New Jersey. I'm trying to remember his name. I can see his face. I remember talking to him on a few occasions. So, this guy he came over the payment processing company. Why is there so much money in that would be my question. Because that's what PayPal? That's what, what's his face from Tesla did. He created that. And apparently when he sold it out, he got billions of dollars. Why?
Yeah.
How does PayPal make money? They take
everybody. I think they take a transaction fee for sure, but they've also gone out to offering loans. They've offered credit cards. I mean, they are a financial institution. Yeah.
Yeah.
They charge
right.
a fee if you want your money immediately transferred, or you could do the, 3 to 5 days.
So what's different about it than using a credit card? I don't want to go down a side street here, but I have a PayPal account. Some people pay me for things on the farm with a PayPal account. I've never understood. I've never liked using it because I think it's awkward. For me, it is anyway, but I know a lot of people, who use it, and Elon Musk was the one who came up with the idea. So what is it? Why is it preferable to other things that are around? Why would people
some people just don't choose? I mean, it takes the place of cash, or for some people who can't get credit cards, it's a way to transfer money back and forth, I think. So it's just another option. So many people, and now forget PayPal, that's almost obsolete. Now people are all using Venmo. Or they're using Zelle, I don't know how
What's
you say
that?
It. Zelle is like through your bank account where you can do automatic transfers. Like I could Zelle you $50 from my bank account, and it would go right into your bank account.
But what's the deal? Why not just give people a check? Well, why not
just... use checks anymore, Dougie.
Yeah.
I use checks all the time, thanks very much.
I know.
You are
but
in the minority
of
that
don't.
One.
Yeah,
that's tough. Too bad. Anyway, the real story here is that there was a great mission, and apparently there's another one planned. There are a lot of, there's this on the commercial sort of the reality side, and then there's, excuse me, what the Chinese are doing, and what we have George Bush and Barack Obama to thank for us being behind the eight ball when it comes to space, because they both... Bush cut the money for NASA so he could spend it blowing up Iraq and to a lesser extent Afghanistan. And then Obama didn't get a lot of stuff. And that was one of the things he didn't get. What's the benefit of going to space? Or it just seemed like when you would address him, people would ask him questions, excuse me, about the space program. It was like looking at a deer in the headlights. He just didn't get it. And one of the great national treasures, in my opinion, over the years, even though I don't like government, has been what NASA has done, what it's created.
Oh, it's a great unifier. Everyone would stand around the TV and watch the launches.
Yep.
And
root
for our success. I think it's really missing right now. What do we do that for anymore? Is there anything that we all stand together for and root for American success? I mean, even Afghanistan, there's people who are like out to lunch on that. It's just strange.
Yeah, it is. All right, speaking of other countries, a lot of Haitians are on the Texas border, and the INS says you got to go back to where you came from, but they seem not to want to move.
This is insane. If you've been seeing images, and the government actually stopped, the Biden administration made it a no-fly zone over this bridge in Del Rio, Texas, because they didn't want the images out there. Over 10,000 people, not from Mexico, not from from Central America, excuse me, not from places where you can walk, but Haitians found themselves on the shores of Del Rio, crossing the rivers. I mean, the reason they made it a no-fly zone is because the news organizations were using drones to capture video, and the Biden administration was like, nope, we don't want that. We don't want people to see that there's a problem.
How can they get away with that? I guess that would be the... Maybe now they have
to know
because everybody knows.
Because the media is in the tank for them. I mean, if Trump said, I don't want any pictures of this, that's all you would get pictures of all the time is what Trump would say. I don't want you taking pictures of this. I mean, it's ridiculous. But
we've become
media complies.
The news media isn't the news media. It's how can I do you a favor? We want to stay in good stead with you, so we'll do what you ask us to do.
So crazy, but there were 12,000 plus migrants packed under the international bridge in Del Rio, Texas, and so the U.S. was like, whoa, this isn't even what we thought should be, was even too much for them, so 300 plus Haitians were returned home. But think about it. If there are 12,000 plus.
So how'd they get there? But
300
that's not,
plus.
They're not on the, that's not on the ocean. How'd they get there? If you look at a map of Texas, you see Harlingen, you see Brownsville, McAllen, those areas down there, they're right on...
Del Rio's getting slammed, though.
But it's if it's west of San Antonio, that puts it inland a couple of hundred miles anyway. So how are they getting up to there?
I know there's a lot of images of them walking across the Rio Grande River. I don't know how it works. I don't know where they're coming from. But, boy, are they there. I mean, all you have to do is just take a look. And they are sending some back. The government is saying that they're trying to send some back. But, again, 12,000 are there, and they send 300 back. So you tell me if that's enough.
No, it's not a good look. As California goes, speaking of looks, so goes the nation, is the question I would ask after I see California moving closer to decriminalizing psychedelic drugs. Medical marijuana has been legal there for 25 years. I thought psychedelic drugs, well, they've never been legal, but they've certainly been plentiful. And isn't that where Timothy Leary started back in the 60s? All the psychedelic stuff seemed to come from California, at least in my memory anyway. But there are other places up in Oregon. Voters approved magic mushroom decriminalization last year.
I don't even know what to say. At first, it's like, okay, they're not really arresting people for that anyway. If you if you get caught with magic mushrooms with this district attorney, nothing's going to happen to you. So,
but why are they illegal to begin with?
But I also think that
why is just alcohol legal and tobacco legal, and this kind of stuff isn't?
Yeah,
isn't it so obvious why? Because there's so much money. And power and
money
control in the hands of the druggies, the drug manufacturers,
also,
and the tobacco people.
When it comes
people.
To psychedelics, I think it puts you in a different state than, for instance, marijuana and alcohol.
I don't know. I've never taken it, but I know people who did during the 60s, and it killed a lot of people, frankly.
It also doesn't put you in a state necessarily. I mean, I don't know. I'm not like a drug expert because I've never done any of these things. So I'm just speaking from what I've heard. There are certain drugs that I do think need to, and most of the time I'd say legalize it because I'm more libertarian in this way. But there are some drugs, and I can, like meth, that when people use them, they become these zombies walking up and down the street, and the homeless, this is an incredibly cheap drug, so the homeless get a hold of them. It's not helping their scenario. It's putting people at risk. And so I guess that would be the argument on the other side, is that, you know, it does put people's lives at risk, not necessarily the magic mushrooms, but other drugs, when we talk about what should be criminal and what shouldn't be.
Legal drugs, Oxy, put people's lives at risk.
100%.
So there's so much... It's so obvious.
It's a sticky argument.
What's going on?
Years ago, bath salts, where you had people that believed they were zombies and they were eating each other. They were actually people on something called bath salts were eating each other. They were like,
what do you mean?
They went all zombie style.
There was a story out of Florida where a guy was eating somebody's face on the street because he was high on bath salts. And I don't think they're your common bath salts, but it was like some kind of modification, right? I don't even know.
I don't know. It's some drug. It's not like bath salts that
some
you
drug.
Have to use.
No, it's not like your lavender.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Your Epsom salts.
Balls.
Right.
Bunga bunga. All right. Let's get to something sweet, like a remembrance of Everybody Loves Raymond. Because this week is the 25th anniversary of the first show. So maybe, can we lighten it up a little bit? Everybody loves Raymond after
this.
Let's
lighten it up with feeling old.
Yeah, thank you. Running your own business requires a lot of running around, from bookkeeping to client meetings. You run it all. By the time you need to hire, you've run out of energy. Luckily, with Indeed Instant Match, you immediately receive a short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description the moment you sponsor a job. According to Talentist, Indeed delivers 4 times more hires than all other job sites combined. Hiring can finally run smoothly with Indeed. Learn more. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new My Slippers. My Slippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all day, indoor use, outside wear. My Slippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive 3-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, My Slippers available right now, a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the My Slippers new page, get 50% off. That's the new My Slippers. Get 50% off. Discount code DJV, mypillow.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
All right, so I was just talking to the ladies off the air about the fellow who created Everybody Loves Raymond. It was Ray Romano and a fellow named Phil Rosenthal, Rosengarten. Phil Rosenthal and the Rosengartens represented Everybody Loves Raymond, and this guy represented me for a couple of years when I was doing some things a little differently than I am now. And I remember the first time we had lunch was at the Friars Club in New York, and he told me, at that point, I think it had been 2 or 3 years, maybe 4, since, it may have been 5, it's 20 years ago, since Everybody Loved Raymond got on the air. And he said, I'll never have to work again. My children will never have to work 100%. In their lives. And nobody, there was so much money made. And
syndication. And
right.
It's such a great show, too. You know, the thing that makes me feel sad about it is that my grandmother, I always called her Mima, loved this show. And she'd sit, Raymond's on. She'd sit and watch the show and just laugh. And after she had her stroke, we would still turn it on and sit there. And I'd hold her hand and we'd watch it together. And she would laugh.
Oh, it was actually funny.
Oh, that's sweet.
It was a great
It was
great
one
show.
Of those shows that was, the stuff around today is not funny. They have canned laughter. I remember Rory took me to a couple of tapings of it, and the audience actually, it was a 4-camera show, 4 different camera angles, that's what they call it, and they had an audience that laughed. They didn't have to put a laugh track in. It was, the audience laughed, and it was funny, which is, you know, something really that doesn't, any comedies win, by the way, on the Emmys? I didn't see any comedies and all that.
Their definition of comedy in Hollywood is different than ours,
different
I think.
Now, right.
Yeah.
Funny, yeah.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. and sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Three after the hour now in the DJV program. Okay, let's get to the gossip here because that's oftentimes what is on the trending curve on a lot of social media. So there have been pictures of Adele with her boyfriend.
They made it Instagram official.
Yeah.
So now this is the official? real.
This is the real boyfriend?
No, this is like marriage. No more inside sources. Yeah.
Really? So I don't know. There's something about her looks now that I wonder if she's okay. She sounds the same, doesn't she? Didn't her voice sound the same even though she lost?
Yeah, she looks great. She put in a lot of work into her body. She looks good. She looks like she feels good.
Mm-hmm. All right. So these people have been together, though, for months. What's the big deal now? Everybody knew that he was
because it was all rumored before. They first sparked the dating rumors back in July at the NBA Finals in Game 5, and then that was after they had been teasing that they're, like, quote-unquote hanging out, and then sources confirmed, but this is the first time that they're actually confirming it.
So what does she see in him? How did they meet? What's this? You must know the story behind the story, Jay.
I don't know how they actually met, but he's a super agent. Super big sports agent. He has LeBron James. The photo that she posted on Instagram that made them now Instagram official was one of his other clients, Anthony Davis. He and his bride got married over the weekend, so that's what that was from. They were at Robert Kraft's birthday party together in late July.
Who's Anthony Davis? In the outs, because I don't know who Anthony Davis is. Or should I not admit that I don't know who he is?
No, you're all good. He's a basketball player. He's an athlete. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So that's the story. Adele has got a boyfriend. Yada yada yada. Tom Cruise apparently parachuted into the arms of folks that weren't quite expecting to see him land on shooting in England, Mission Impossible 7, right?
Yeah, this was part of Mission Impossible 7. He was parachuting out of a helicopter, and Tom Cruise is famous for doing all of his own stunts, like all of his own stunts. Right. And there was a guy hiking with a friend, and Tom Cruise parachutes right in their path.
Well, that's something.
Well, right? Can you imagine? Cameras around, though? Why wouldn't there have been cameras? The guy must have seen some cameras around if they're there to... You know, if he's going to land, for the movie, he's got to be cameras around to catch him. So these people didn't see the cameras?
Well, there's always different shots and different angles they have to take.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and as he was landing, more of a crowd started coming through, and the guy who was hiking in, the friend, said that Tom Cruise was so kind, so nice, offered to take pictures with him, looked like he was just having the best time of his life.
Yeah.
Like, well, you can tell this is a guy that loves his job.
He loves doing his own stunts. Yeah.
Yeah, right. And you know what? He also understands how he's become popular, and so because of that, he's very accessible. He's very friendly. I've heard that from any number of people. How, as you're suggesting here, he very, very much, when you see him, he would like to engage. You know, he'll have a conversation. At any rate, it's I think that's cool. And why not? They're just like all of us. We all have different ways of making a living. And in his case, he makes a living shooting movies. So what's the big deal? He's not any better or worse off than, well, probably, I mean, depends on how you look
at it. He's a little better off than the rest
of us. Tom Cruise. He's still Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, money-wise, but what's his life like? What do you think is, you don't think there are any problems in his life he has to deal with? He has
I think he does have problems, yes.
Yeah. I mean, why do you say it like that?
Well, I mean, look at the, I mean, he's got a weird history with his kids. It's, you know, it's the church still. I mean, he seems very happy, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, it's easy to judge other people.
That's it.
You know, that's the problem. Everybody's a damn judgmental.
Yeah,
right. I just think I would think of him the way I just explained. The way I think about him is that he's a pleasant guy.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A mass shooter in Russia has killed nearly a dozen souls at the University of Perm Monday morning. The gunman has been detained. The Perm State University press service said the suspect used a so-called traumatic firearm. Such guns are designed to fire non-lethal rubber bullets or plastic bullets, but this one appeared to be modified to fire other ammunition. Perm is about 700 miles east of Moscow. The FBI confirmed Sunday that the body found in a Wyoming national park is likely that of missing Long Island native Gabby Petito.
Full forensic identification has not been completed to confirm 100% that we found Gabby, but her family has been notified of this discovery. The cause of death has not been determined at this time. We appreciate your continued support and patience as we work through this process.
Gabby disappeared while on a cross-country trip with her boyfriend, Brian Laundrie, who is in hiding somewhere probably in Florida. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
As the border crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border worsens with roughly 13,000 Haitians swarming the border since late last week, about 100 Texas homeowners have agreed to allow temporary border fence to be put up on their land. Texas landowner Paige Day on Fox News says they need help from the federal government.
Oh, this crisis has gotten, it's gotten way worse than I've ever seen it. You know, used to on the ranch and on the border, we, you know, we come across maybe one, two, maybe three groups a week out here, but now you can see the surge. Where, I mean, we're up to five or six groups a week, maybe seven to eight, and groups of 15 to 20 at a time. I mean, I think for the state, you know, they need to send resources, help us. I think what really people don't realize is the people that are coming through our properties, you know, are criminals that are getting around, you know, through the ranches. And what a lot of people don't realize, the general public, is how many are coming through the ranches that aren't getting caught.
Mr. Jay says the feds are absent from their responsibilities.
No, no, definitely. They're not helping out. I mean, we really do need the federal government to step in and handle this horrible situation on the border. You know, basically, you know, it's a financial burden on us, you know, having to go around, check fences every day to make sure livestock's in the right pasture. Holes ain't cut. I mean, it's just overwhelming on us right now.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Bing, bang, boom. Here we are back again on the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Doug, it's two J's today. Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner on the air with me, trying to calm down my anxiety, my frustrations, my worrying, my reach for the good, because that's what I want to do. I want to reach for the good. And all around me, all I see is piles of stuff that are not good.
We'll send
like
you some
it.
Healing crystals for those.
Yeah, please do that. Yeah. I don't know. This Gabby Patino thing, I don't really understand this. Is it the boyfriend killer or not? What's the story?
He is definitely a person of interest. I don't think they full-on called him a suspect yet, but he's like the only primary person of interest.
So why? What was going on with him? Here we are digging into somebody's lives. None of our real business. Except it becomes
they made their lives our business. They're TikTokers. Absolutely. Yeah, they're TikTokers. They were on a van road trip. It was like van life road trip. They were documenting everything for social media. And then, what was it, a week left or days left in the trip? She disappeared. He goes back to his parents' house. He returns from their trip without her. Questions arise, and now the boyfriend is missing.
The boyfriend.
They're searching. Yeah, now they're searching to see if they can find his body. They think maybe he killed himself.
Yes, and they
meanwhile,
did find...
Oh, go ahead. Oh, no, I was just going to say, meanwhile, they found the parents seem to know something, but they won't speak. The laundry family, the laundry parents will not speak. And So what do they know? Why aren't they coming forward? It's just kind of messy.
Exactly. Like, your own kid is missing. Your own kid is into something. Do better. And then they did find a body in a national forest in our national park in Wyoming. Yeah. They believe it's her. They have not confirmed it for sure yet, but it's looking very likely.
And then there's these crackpots in Pennsylvania. You think there aren't outposts where there are people who are just nuts in Pennsylvania? It isn't just Mississippi, Alabama, where they do stuff like this in, Kentucky, Tennessee. This family, there's a baby shower going on, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there was a fight that broke out over the presents that were given. And all of a sudden...
As you would, that's normal.
Totally. It's just baby shower games. Come on.
Yeah. Baby showers in which...
Strongman competitions to win a Bath and Body Works candle.
This is Lower Burrell, which is a small city about 30 miles northeast of Pittsburgh, up close to the border. There were three people who were shot during a baby shower, fighting about the gifts. He wasn't.
This is where, jokes are created, right?
I mean, right. Yeah, that's what I said about Matt, about Mississippi and Alabama and, those places.
The big takeaway in this whole thing regarding baby shower gifts, buy from the registry. Only.
Right, exactly. Only from the registry.
Well, what were they fighting about? They didn't who didn't like what? Was the recipient the one who was shooting? Well, I don't like your gift. Why did you give me that gift?
I didn't even hear why it broke out. It just when I read this story and saw that. People are getting shot at a baby shower. I mean, come on. Give me a break, guys. Let's class it up.
There's not much class in that community. Maybe this is
considered... down the natty lights and let's just take a deep breath, relax a little bit. No more fireball. Just relax. It's all right.
Well, when are they drinking or smoking? I guess would be the question.
I don't know, but clearly, you have to imagine that alcohol was involved, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right.
To be. Sobriety doesn't act this way.
No.
All right, so there's a new magazine, or actually I guess you'd call this a newspaper, called Biotech Investors Journal. Have you seen this?
I haven't, but is BioNTech isn't that the company that does Pfizer, right? Pfizer BioNTech?
That's Bion. This is Bio.
B-I-O-N. Biotech.
Right.
Okay.
This is Biotech. And the headlines, I'm trying to kind of get the gist of why somebody would send this to me. It's addressed to the influencer with my address on it. So I guess I'm an influencer. The headline story, Kevin O'Leary from Shark Tank compares investing in medical psychedelic drugs versus cannabis. Instead, he says the growing body of clinical research suggests psychedelics could be far superior for the treatment of depression, post-traumatic stress disorder, and other mental illnesses. So this follows on the heel of California, right? Weren't we just talking about that? Wanting to legalize psychedelic drugs.
Well, some say it's supposed to help with mental illness and depression and stuff like that. I don't know how that works.
There are studies with licensed therapists doing this with patients with depression and bipolar disorder, and almost trying to what their thing is rewire the brain through psychedelics, like really low doses.
Hmm. Well, more drugs. Here's another story in this Biotech Investors Journal. Tiny biotech prime target for acquisition by big pharma. Well, that's what's going on. People who start these companies, they want to be bought out. They figure, how many people do you know who have started little companies and they said, well, I'll do this for 3 or 4 years and then some big company will take notice of me and they'll buy me up. Because that's what the big companies
do.
That's
always the hope.
Not just biotech. Right, exactly. Starting things. I never heard of some of these people. I'm looking at the biotech sector of the economy or the stock market. Here's a company called PDS Biotechnology. I don't know what they did. 454% increase in the value of the stock in 144 days. They're acquisition targets. And people, there's a whisper from the fellow who owns it to some of his friends. And I'll buy some of the stock of my company because it'll go bananas. Here's a company called Cassavara Sciences. I don't even know what they did. In 30 days, the value of the stock went up 1,185% based on rumors.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly. So, what are, you know, this is a drug economy. We're a drug country. Yeah, that's why I did what I did earlier on. I was talking about pharmacies, F-A-R-M, not P-H-A-R-M. But the most of the biotech billionaires, and that's what they are. There are more biotech, you know, we all think of technology and what's come out of technology and how those guys have all been the billionaires. But on the list of 729 billionaires in America, more of them have made their money from being in medical pharmacology than anything else. And you don't think that that's controlling? This newspaper is full of
big
ads.
Money and sick people, that's for sure.
Yeah, right.
I mean, you get a lot of conspiracy theorists who say that there are cures for certain diseases, but it's more worth their money if they keep people sick.
Here's an article.
That's true.
Magic mushrooms, ecstasy, and LSD are safer than tobacco and alcohol. We buy into that. Researchers led by a Professor David Nutt, former chief drug advisor to the British government.
I'm sorry, I'd have a hard time taking
David
advice from
Nutt.
Dr. Nutt. Right?
Anyway.
You might have to change your name.
They did a survey of the safest drugs with a lot of scientists and doctors in England. And the psychedelic rank among the top five safest drugs, let's see here. Alcohol causes, they rate it on harm caused to users and harm caused to others. Alcohol is the most harmful. I don't know, do you consider alcohol a drug? I guess I might because of what it
yeah,
I do to
I think so.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
All right. So alcohol by far and away has the most negative impact on users and victims. Heroin is number two, crack cocaine is three, meth is four, tobacco is five, cannabis is six, I can't even pronounce some of these other things, ketamine, what's ketamine do? I've heard of it before, but I don't
Isn't
know
that
what it
is. Is that the date rape drug? No.
Yeah, I think you may
Let's
be right on that.
See.
Butane, anabolic steroids, ecstasy, LSD, all of the things that they're promoting here are on the low end of the unsafe drug department. In other words, what they're maintaining here is that psychedelic drugs like mushrooms and LSD and ecstasy are found to pose virtually zero risk to others.
Ketamine, just to figure, just is a basically puts you out. It can it like sedate you. Puts you into a state of sedation, pain relief, amnesia, trance-like state is how it's described on Wikipedia.
Mm-hmm. He was an article in here, a huge market for breakthrough drugs, explosive profit potential. Yeah, we know that. The drug culture, look at the television. Every single commercial, no matter what the show, no matter what the network, if it's a commercial network, you're going to see a spot in every break for some kind of drug. And there's some drugs, you know, that become household names. That's why
yeah.
when I was told I should take Eliquis to thin my blood after the spell last year, and I objected to it because of the ads that I've seen, much as anything else. Psychotropic drugs have dangerous side effects. Antidepressants. And it lists a bunch of them that you see on TV cause nausea, vomiting, weight gain, diarrhea, sex problems, suicidal thoughts. So how did these get approval?
You know, it's really interesting. Well, I don't know. I had a horrible experience with Paxil. I think it's pretty terrible. But I don't know. I wonder how they determine who is how these drugs become most dangerous. Because truly, everybody is so personal that there are drugs that I can take with no problem that you're going to have a problem with, that Jay will be like, I don't know. And then there's certain, and as far as like the addictive substances and stuff, there are plenty of people who can drink a glass of wine every week and not put people's lives at risk or really damage their own health. And yet right. there are other people who can't handle doing that because they drink excessively, they get into a car, they hurt other people. There are people who can, like, you know, who can smoke marijuana, but then there are other people who sit on the couch all day doing it and can't be productive. So,
nothing. Yeah.
It's really, I mean, it really is hard to say which ones are more damaging because I think it's whatever your tolerance is for certain things or how you respond personally. It's really, it is so, well, so personal.
And also what your body needs. Look at, what is it, the ADHD medicine. Why am I blanking on what it is? People who have ADHD who take it,
Adderall.
It helps them to focus. Adderall, that's it. It helps them to focus. People who do not have ADHD who take it, it makes them high.
Right.
Blue Cross Blue Shield examining major depression in the U.S. since COVID and the drugs that have been recommended. There's a certain kind of drug that has gone through the roof in terms of its use and being prescribed by doctors. This was a drug that was specifically aimed at anxiety and depression caused by COVID-19. Just that one thing alone. Can
what
you imagine?
Drug is that?
One drug. Let's see here. I'm trying to be able to, I'm trying to pronounce it or learn how to pronounce it as we're talking here. I'm looking at it to see here. Dr. Roy Perlis, professor of psychiatry at Harvard Medical School, says this is a way to overcome the mental health problems created by COVID. And, I don't know. I can't, I'll try to pronounce it while we have a commercial. Hold on.
If you see something, say something is more than just a slogan. It's how we protect our communities. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security's If You See Something, Say Something campaign program manager, Ryan Streeter, shares more.
To keep our communities safe, it's important for us to stay alert and report suspicious activity. If you see suspicious activity, report it to the nearest local law enforcement agency. Be ready to describe what and who you observed, as well as when, where, and why it was suspicious.
September 25th marks the 4th annual If You See Something, Say Something Awareness Day, and DHS is encouraging everyone to participate.
Use hashtag CSayDay to post on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook to share why recognizing and reporting suspicious activity is important to you. You can also visit our website for more ideas and share important resources to inform others.
To learn more, visit dhs.gov/CSayDay.
Calitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploft.com.
Yep. Use the DJV code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploft.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller. From Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off. All right, the drug that I'm talking about is spelled PSILOCYBIN. It's an antidepressant. Would you say psilocybin? Is that what, how you, would you pronounce
good.
It?
That sounds good.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds good.
That's the antidepressant that people are using in these clinical studies to ease major depression caused by COVID. Unbelievable. 10 before.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick.
I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
All right, time for our weekly visit here on How to Heaven with the Money Pit magnate, Tom Kreitler, co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program, and also, in I think no small way, the engineer behind podcasts at MoneyPit.com and the newsletter, et cetera, et cetera. So we invite Tom to come in, answer questions from our listeners. Here's Mike, who says he built a deck last summer. Now wants to stain it. Why didn't he do it last year would have been my question, but that's just
enjoying
me.
It.
Yeah, enjoying right. It. Okay, so what's his problem?
Well, he says that he's got some boards that are cracked.
Yeah, because he didn't stain it last year. Yeah.
Well, it was intense. Yeah. He's worried about how does he match the colors. So, first of all, whenever you have a deck board that's split or cracked, there's a really easy fix, Doug, and that is to pry that cracked deck board up, turn it over, and put it back down again, because the underside of those deck boards is always in perfect condition.
Yes.
So, quick fix there. Now, in terms of the staining, I would stain it with whatever material you used for the rest of the deck, with the understanding that you know there's going to be some color difference maybe for a part of the first year, but I found that it fades in pretty evenly after exposure to the weather.
Really? Okay.
So I wouldn't worry too much about it.
All right, no worries there. All right, so that's a simple fix. Speaking of things that are simple, here's a simple way for you to win $2,500 now that Bob Vila and you, Tommy, have entered into another agreement to give away more stuff.
That's right, yeah. You can enter the Bob Vila $2,500 Freshen Up for Fall giveaway with us, the Money Pit Podcast. So if you want to renew your house and want to renew your decor for fall, we're giving away five $500 Amazon gift cards, so you can enter at bobvila.com.
All right, there you go. I see the podcast has a focus on reducing heating costs.
Yeah.
You have to, especially if you're a renter. How often isn't, I thought most apartments, I have an apartment here that I rent out, and it's inclusive heat, light, all that stuff. You just pay one monthly.
Yeah, it is for a good chunk of renters out there, but there are renters that have to pay for their own heat, Doug. And the problem is that if you're paying for your own heat, most of the time the improvements that you would do to reduce that are ones that would be done to the building, which of course you don't own, and you know, and is going to be really expensive and doesn't make any sense at all. Plus your landlord will be upset if you start, you know, tearing walls open and adding more insulation. But what, you know, some things you can do, for example, a really easy thing to do if you're going to be in this place for a while is to switch out the thermostat from the standard thermostat to one that is Wi-Fi enabled, that has a sensor for proximity, an activity sensor. So, for example, in my home, I have two of the Nest thermostats, and when we're away and there's no movement in the house, the thermostat automatically resets down to, you know, what they call a vacation mode, or an eco mode, and then it doesn't heat or cool at the same level. You choose all these levels in advance, so that's an easy fix. The other thing is, moving into the winter, you know, drapes and blinds actually do make you feel a lot more comfortable if you have some cold windows in your home. The blinds themselves, if you use the cellular blinds, the ones that kind of look like a honeycomb,
right?
They act as a barrier and interrupt that convective loop where you have warm air that strikes the glass and then chills and falls, and that creates what we perceive as a draft. You know, it's moving that convective air in a convective loop around your house. But if you just put a cellular blind up, which are not very expensive, that stops that. Or if you prefer, you could put up some heavy curtains. So that we outline all the things that you could do as a renter. Like that.
Right.
It costs very little and will leave you feeling a lot more comfortable.
Speaking of nests, on the farm over the weekend, we ran into two or three huge yellow jacket nests.
Yeah.
Settling in between the boards, and siding and that kind of stuff. So I went out and I bought four or five different types of spray to see if we could get rid of them.
Yep.
And do you know that there was only one of the four that I bought that was effective?
Really?
The rest of them they didn't do anything. Useless.
About that. Yeah. Yeah, I found that most of the sprays I've purchased over the years, and I can't recall the brands right now, but that they're pretty effective as long as they've got a pretty long and strong spray. The key there, of course, is to wait until the evening when they're very, very cool and calm. You don't want to do them in the heat of the day when they're swarming around.
No, because they'll aim for you.
They will.
Yeah. Much as anything else. All right, here's another question from Celeste. Got a 20-year-old house, plastic water pipe, enters the house, is leaking. What does she do?
You know, rather than contact a plumber, there is an epoxy that you can use where you have a thread that leaks like that. Say you have a plastic to metal connection. It's JB Weld for plastic. Yeah. Two-part epoxy. You mix it up, press it around that seam. I did that to fix a radiator once, Doug. It's probably been there for 20 years. It worked great.
Yeah. JB Weld stuff, I use it all the time on the farm, all over the place. It doesn't kill hornets and wasps, but it does a good thing. It plugs up.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately, with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.